stress in an environment. The instant is the main thing that encourages us to distinguish between right and wrong, because in the absence of education, we cannot do what we need, or we cannot achieve our goal. Education also means helping to learn how to do things and encouraging them to think about what they learn. More specific, education helps and guides individuals to transform from one class to another, empowering individuals, society, country. By education, are taking an edge over individuals. Stand on the bottom pyramid of growth. Education goes beyond what takes place within the four walls of the classroom. A child gets the education from his experience outside the school, as well as from those within. On the basis of these factors, there are three main types of education, namely formal, informal, and non-formal. Formal education, learning usually takes place in the premises of the school, where a person may learn basic academic or trading skills. Small children often attend a nursery or kindergarten, but often formal education begins in elementary school and continues with the secondary school. Informal education is given by specially qualified teachers that are supposed to be efficient in art of instruction. It also observes the strict discipline. The student and the teacher are both aware of the fact that engage themselves into the process of education. Informal education is when you are not studying in school and to do use any particular learning lesson. In this type of education, conscious efforts are not involved. It is neither pre-planned nor deliberate. It may be learned at some marketplace, hotel, and home. Unlike formal education, informal education is not imparted by an institution such as a school or college. Informal education is not given according to any fixed timetable. There is no set curriculum required. Informal education consists of experience and actually living in the family or community. Non-formal education is imparted consensually and deliberately and systematically implemented. It should be organized for a homogeneous group. Non-formal education should be programmed to serve the needs of the identified group. This will necessitate flexibility in the design of curriculum and the scheme of evaluation. Benefits that showing education is important to our society, creating more employment opportunities. Finding a job is not easy, especially in times of economic turmoil. You often need to compete with hundreds of other candidates for vacant positions. In addition, the lower the education level, the greater the number of people applying for the same low-paying entry-level post. However, with the right qualification and educational background, you will increase your chance of landing and fulfilling jobs, securing a higher income. People with a higher education and varied experience are more likely to get high-paying expert jobs. Developing problem solving. One of the benefits of education is that educational system teaches us how to develop critical and logical thinking and make independent decisions. Improving the economy. People with a good academic educational background tend to get well-paid jobs. Providing a prosperous and happy life. Education has always secured respect from society. In order to ensure a comfortable lifestyle, people should educate themselves and obtain a well-paid job that is successful and satisfied. Giving back to the community. How does education benefit society? Education people understand how valuable it is to live in a stable and secure community. They are more prone to take insight in the projects that help ensure not only their neighborhood but society as well. Creating modern society. Education is the key of essence of modern society. Bridging the borders. Digital education helps connect with people and organizations around the world. Introducing empowerment. Education is the key to turn a weakness into a strength. More importantly, education provides us with a considerable mental agility to make the right decision and spring into action when needed. In the absence of education, we cannot do what we need, or we cannot achieve our goal. Education also means helping to learn how to do things and encouraging them to think about what they learn. More specific, education helps and guides individuals to transform from one class to another, empowering individuals, society, country, by education are taking an edge over individual. Stand on the bottom pyramid of growth. Education goes beyond what takes place within a four walls of the classroom. A child gets the education from his experience outside the school, as well as from those within. On the basis of these factors, there are three main types of education, namely formal, informal, and non-formal. Formal education, learning usually takes place in the premises of the school, where a person may learn basic academic or trade skills. Small children often attend a nursery or kindergarten, but often formal education begins in elementary school and continues with a secondary school. Informal education is given by specially qualified teachers that are supposed to be efficient in art of instruction. It also observes the student discipline. The student and the teacher are both aware of the fact that engage themselves into the process of education. Informal education is when you are not studying in school and to do use any particular learning method. In this type of education, conscious efforts are not involved. It is neither pre-planned nor deliberate. It may be learned at some marketplace, hotel, and home. Unlike formal education, informal education is not imparted by an institution such as a school or college. Informal education is not given according to any fixed timetable. There is no set curriculum required. Informal education consists of experience and actually living in the family or community. Non-formal education is imparted consensually and deliberately and systematically implemented. It should be organized for a homogeneous group. Non-formal education should be programmed to serve the needs of the identified group. This will necessitate flexibility in the design of curriculum and the scheme of evaluation. Benefits that showing education is important to our society, creating more employment opportunities. Finding a job is not easy, especially in times of economic turmoil. You often need to compete with hundreds of other candidates for vacant positions. In addition, the lower the education level, the greater the number of people applying for the same low-paying entry-level post. However, with the right qualification and educational background, you will increase your chance of landing a fulfilling job, securing a higher income. People with a higher education and varied experience are more likely to get high-paying expert jobs. Developing problem solving. One of the benefits of education is that educational system teaches us how to develop critical and logical thinking and make independent decisions. Improving the economy. People with a good academic educational background tend to get well-paid jobs, providing a prosperous and happy life. Education has always secured respect from society. In order to ensure a comfortable lifestyle, people should educate themselves and obtain a well-paid job to be successful and satisfied. Giving back to the community. How does education benefit society? Education people understand how valuable it is to live in a stable and secure community. They are more prone to taking part in the projects that help ensure not only their neighborhood but society as well. Creating modern society. Education is the key of essence of modern society. Bridging the borders. Digital education helps connect with people and organizations around the world. Introducing empowerment. Education is the key to turn a weakness into a strength. More importantly, education provides us with a considerable mental agility to make the right decision and spring into action when needed.